This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden called on Sunday for the Republican-controlled Senate to delay confirmation of President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee. He said voters, quote, are not going to stand for this abuse of power. Mr. Biden said the Senate should delay action until after he or Mr. Trump is inaugurated in January for a new four-year term. But Mr. Trump has said that moving forward with his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett is his constitutional duty, even though no Supreme Court nominee has ever been put forth so close to a presidential election. Biden's comments come as Democrats and Republicans move to use the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to energize voters in the November 3rd election. At a brief news conference on Sunday, Mr. Biden said, quote, the Senate has to stand strong for our democracy. He said the Senate moving ahead on the Barrett nomination, quote, would be an irreversible step toward the brink and a betrayal of the single quality that America is born and built on. The people decide. Should he win the election, Biden said the Barrett nomination should be withdrawn so he can make a pick. Barrett's nomination gives President Trump an opportunity to make the court more conservative ahead of the election. The president said he believed it, quote, should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. And on Saturday, when he announced her pick, urged lawmakers and media to refrain from personal and partisan attacks on Barrett. Trump had promised to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ginsburg. If confirmed, Barrett would be the first mother of school-age children to serve on the nation's highest court. And at age 48, she would also be the youngest judge on the 9-member Supreme Court, where justices serve for life.